listener production.
Hello, Brianna Redhead with your local briefing. A big boost to uni students studying teaching, nursing and social work. The federal government agreeing to pay around $320 a week during professional placement. Education Minister Jason Clare says he has met countless uni and TAFE students who say they can afford uni but can't afford prac. The scheme will kick in from July 2025. Margaret River Open Studios and an Albany indie folk duo are set to benefit from state funding. The two, some of seven Southwest and Great Southern recipients in the state government's art projects grants, the selected projects to share in more than $3 million to support their development. WA has topped the national bystander CPR rates. New data from the Australasian Resuscitation Outcomes Consortium showing WA also had the lowest out-of-hospital cardiac arrest reports in the country. St. John's Jason Belcher says regionally, Busselton and Augusta Margaret River were the best performers.
We saw really, really high rates of bystander CPR in those areas and lower levels of cardiac arrest in general, which probably talks to the health promotion that happens in those areas.
Look up, you might catch a meteor shower this week. The Eta Aquarids meteor shower in peak visibility today, with up to 20 meteors to be spotted per hour. The special sight comes around every May as the Earth moves through the debris left by Halley's Comet. In sport, Perth Glory is set to bid farewell to their longtime skipper as Tash Rigby enters retirement. The Southwest talent, just one of three Glory players to pass 100 A-League women appearances, a career which started on the boys' team in Margaret River, now ending as a Glory great.
Coming from the country, my heart definitely lies in my country roots, and yeah, it's been a really special journey to go from there to playing for Perth Glory. I'm very grateful.
Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.